chemistry experiment.
Hey, you've been pretty neat, though.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And we're here today watching Austin try not to make a mess on the countertop.
Got me a little experiment
here.
Going on over here. Actually, I have some magnesium, too. Hope you guys are having a good weekend. We had a lot of rain this weekend.
A lot of rain. Grass isn't dead anymore. That's nice.
A lot of gators out.
Have you noticed that?
A lot of gators out.
They're like everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's warming up.
You know, somebody said to me the other day, we were at some lake, and they said, is there a gator in this lake? And I said, it's water, isn't it?
No, there was a video they posted. This guy, he goes, all right, I'm going to tell you guys a secret. This is how you figure out if there's any gators in a lake in Florida. He goes down there, he touched it, he goes, is it wet? There's gators in it.
and here's the thing. If you splash, they can actually...
Oh, it gets their attention.
Yeah, because they think you're an injured animal getting water. I remember years ago, I think I've told you the story before, but I'll tell it to you again. We were in Costa Rica, and we went to this national wildlife park and went through a little gate with a cattle gate and drove in and actually forded a little small stream with a car. And we were with some friends, and there was a big black hole. And I said, and the guy was from California. And he goes, let's go swimming in that black hole. I said, I promise you there are crocodiles in that black hole. He goes, oh, no, there won't be any crocodiles. The water's not moving. I'm like, you get a little closer. You'll see how quick they move. And I said, don't do it because it's going to be your last swim. Well, we left. And by the time we got to the gate, it had been locked. And again, the game warden had come in. They thought we were in there poaching parrots or monkeys or something. And he wanted to look in our trunk. And I said, fine, there's nothing in the trunk. And then I asked him, I said, that big black hole where the river connects up there, I said, is what's in there? He said, oh, that's full of crocodiles. I said, well, he was, you know, my buddy was thinking about going swimming in there. He goes, oh, no, he never would have come out alive. And that's kind of like where Florida has become now. The guy tries to swim across that little lake in Lakeland last week and gets attacked by an alligator. He got loose from the alligator because he was on meth, not the gator, but him. Of course, the gator could have been on meth.
Who knows?
Somebody could throw some meth in the lake and the gator could have been. But be careful if you're down here swimming. I mean, it's not like it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We kept this stuff under check. And here's what I understand. You're a gator hunter.
Yep.
You get tags for these gators every year, and you do us all a service by trying to keep people from being eaten in these lakes. Why in the world won't the state of Florida and these lakes that are completely and totally overrun with 100,000 gators in some of these big lakes, why won't the state of Florida just open up unlimited hunting in these lakes in order to get this population back under control?
That's a great question. They actually are. I got notified the other day as far as with season opening, there's a special tag that they're offering on the lottery. How you get normal tags, you apply for it. You basically win like a lottery if you get the tags. Well, they're opening up a specific type of tag that's going to be Florida open. Pretty much anything that's not a protected lake or Everglades, it's going to be open.
Wow.
Like open.
So is it going to be open 12 months out of the year?
No, it's going to be open for like the 3 months.
Here's my question then.
Yeah.
Why won't they open this up for
They do it for mating season. They do it for specific times during the year with mating season so it doesn't interfere with like the hatchlings and the mothers.
Whoa, you asked me the question. No, this is insanity. Okay, leave them alone so they can produce 100 eggs in a clutch.
You asked me
and
the
so
question.
We have 100 more baby gators in the lake. Don't bother them while they're mating. Why don't we stop their mating cycle for a few years and try to get this junk under control?
Well, then that's to see. First off, it used to only be 12 hours you could hunt. Now it's 24 hours.
That's
it. As far as for the each day. So with the whole entire hunting season, it's 24 hours a day now.
You go daylight.
Daylight,
time.
Night, day, night, anytime you want. They open that up. So they've been expanding it more and more and more because the problem's getting worse.
It's not working.
No, it's getting much worse. Well, the next step they're talking about is expanding. You know, basically August 15th is generally when it opens up until November 1st. They've extended it in the middle of November now. Now they're talking about also bringing it into the beginning of August.
Well, why can't we just do it without tags? Just go kill these wretched things as much as you want for 3 months.
It's federal protection, man. That's your President Biden, you know, and Obama.
He ain't my president. the senile pooper.
No, that's been a long time. They've had that in for a lot of federal restrictions on it because when they said they went endangered, they were going extinct.
Yeah, but, you know, Obama allowed to start carrying concealed weapons in the national parks. He did that.
He did do that. That was an odd one.
I don't understand that.
I didn't either. It was almost like it was just something they wanted to throw out there to give everybody a bone.
They were dealing with all those crazy abductions in those national parks. I guess it was kind of weird with all that.
This is another odd situation. It seems to be occurring now on almost a weekly basis.
Oh, by the way, if you're a conservationist, and now you're unbelievably angry at us because we talked about killing gators, why don't you come down here? I got a few lakes I'd like for you to swim in. just for fun, for kicks and giggles. No. You think, well, it's their habitat. It's not your habitat. Whoa. Stop. I'm not talking about going into the Everglades and killing every alligator in there. I'm not talking about that. Leave them be. We need them to fight the anacondas and the pythons, okay? You've got to have that down there. But the point is, why do we want them in public lakes where we have children swimming, people with boats and jet skis, and they have to try to dodge the gators? Just a few weeks ago, somebody hit one with a canoe, flipped a canoe.
Killed her.
And killed her.
Gator killed her.
Okay. We're dealing with reptiles here that are so large, they're thousands of pounds in some cases, and they're like little dinosaurs. That one wasn't a little dinosaur that crawled across that Circle P ranch up there. That giant
like a 15
thing. We showed a video of that. Oh, I don't think it was 15. I think it was like 18 or 19 footer. It was a monster. So why do you want to swim with that in a public lake? And this, it reminds me of the city of Auburndale taking this lake Maddie, where the gators like to burrow into the muck into the bottom. This thing's infested with alligators.
We're going to build a park on the side of the lake.
I mean,
I already told you that whole thing.
Disney found out a few years ago when that child was eaten by that gator.
That was horrible.
You know, you don't let little kids play out in the water. They don't care that you're a human being. They see you as a food source. That's all they see you as. You're not. They don't see you. They don't see you as an apex predator, do they, Austin?
No.
You've killed a bunch of them. You know how they are.
No. They don't. They eat, man. That's what they do. They're cold blooded reptiles.
You need to bring that head in here one day and show somebody how big.
I got another head. I got to pick up still in Orlando. I still mean to go up there and pick it up.
But I mean,
taxiderm takes forever.
And then these are what, 9 footers you caught?
10.
11 foot?
Yeah, the one I got at the office, 11 and a half.
11 and a half? Yeah, and that's a small compared to a 16.
Yeah, that is.
You get heads that are. I mean, these things don't stop growing. Now, when I was a kid. Am I right?
Yeah.
No. I can hear the conservationists. I'm not saying go kill every stinking alligator on the planet. Cause you're not going to do that anyhow. Leave them in the wild lakes where there are no people in them.
You're never going to do that.
But the problem is they migrate. They walk, right? We got this. They swim and they walk. They can crawl out of the lake and they can walk to the next lake and jump in. And a lot of these lakes down here are connected by canals. So it's a real problem. We didn't have this problem, Austin, when I was a kid. Very rarely did you ever see an alligator.
No.
They said, oh, they're endangered. Put them on the endangered species list. Then they made it like a top-tier felony if you killed one of these wretched animals. And now they're everywhere again.
This is also weird, too. I'm still getting more reports. I was trying to figure out all this. Did you see this whole drone thing deep inside Russia with Ukraine?
Well, they knocked out a big chunk of the Air Force.
Well, no. They knocked out like enormous part of their Air Force. Apparently, like 150 drones.
Yep.
They said essentially the U.S. government.
Who's running the drones?
Yeah. And that's kind of my question about this whole. They said Ukrainian drones hit airfields, multiple airfields. And this is strange. They said $7 billion U.S. dollars. This is the estimate cost of enemy strategic aviation that was damaged or ruined.
Well, they knocked out a bunch of these nuclear strike weapons that Russia had as far as airplanes.
Yeah.
And I mean, they knocked out a big chunk of it. In fact, you know, it's interesting. It says multiple U.S. media outlets, including Bloomberg, are reporting that have independently confirmed that Ukraine drone swarm operation targeted and destroyed approximately 40 Russian military aircraft across 4 bases. According to the Ukrainian intelligence officials, the aircraft destroyed include Tu-95MS and Tu-23M3 bombers, which play a central role in Russia's strategic and nuclear-capable long-strike aviation forces. The military balance, a database maintained by the International Institute for Strategic Studies, indicated that Russia had a fleet of 54 M3s and 58 95s before the attack. And it's clear how many of these long-range bombers have been destroyed. 34% approximately of Russia's strategic aviation cruise missile carriers were destroyed.
Yeah.
34%.
Well, and this is
now, if this is true,
yeah.
Okay, This is an act of war. It's like Pearl Harbor, bud.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, they've both been doing drone attacks on each other. The thing about this is this is turning more into a drone war now. That's what's crazy about this. It's not a it's going less from a ground war to a drone war. And a lot of people have talked about it. This is kind of the next phase of warfare with this whole drone system they're starting to do. So something very strange, something to be aware of. Also, too, this is something that I told you guys I was looking at earlier here. And another quarter of a million pounds of canned beef stew recalled. This goes again.
Are we doing deep underground military base supplies here?
Here's funny. 20-ounce metal cans of more beef stew manufactured February 4th. Best buy date of February 2028. This stuff was good for a while. They're saying now the items were shipped to retail locations, and they could be contaminated with wood. Could be contaminated with
wood. Wait a minute. So they're not saying they're contaminated wood. They said they could be. To me, and you know, Catherine Austin Fitz the other day was on a major program, and I like Catherine Austin Fitz, and she was saying that $19 trillion has been diverted now into deep military underground bases.
Oh, I don't doubt that. You gotta start figuring out stuff to buy when you're talking about trillions of dollars.
So why are they, if they have to restock these things and put in all this beef and everything else in cans, it's good for 3 to 5 years. What do they know about Austin that we don't know about?
I don't know. I mean, like when they had to recall 10,000 pounds of butter because they said it didn't say dairy on the side of it. Contains dairy. It says contains milk. It's butter, but doesn't say contains dairy. And I mean, I'm like, okay, that's... Anyways, I don't know. This is weird stuff is always going on. And this is also strange. Schools in China, they're spooling back up the COVID cases. They're saying schools in China are isolating students to cover up the COVID cases. Impossible to track what's going on over in China. Who knows? Doctors and residents across China continue to report more infections and deaths as the latest wave of COVID-19 continues. And this is strange at the same time because, you know, we pulled the COVID shot off the childhood shot schedule. So the CDC posted changes to the agency's recommendation on the child and adolescent immunization schedule. The update followed Tuesday's announcement by HHS Secretary RFK Jr. The vaccines will no longer be recommended for healthy children and healthy pregnant women. Instead of a universal recommendation, all children aged 6 months and old receive the COVID shot. The CDC, though, now recommends they shared clinical decision-making between parents and providers ages 6 months to 17 years who are not moderately immunocompromised.
What does this even mean, Austin?
It means that they're still trying to low-key promote the COVID shot in six-month-olds. That's what they're doing.
They've got millions of doses.
That's exactly right. So it says, instead of the universal recommendation, the CDC now recommends shared clinical decision-making between parents and providers.
Well, you know what this means, don't you? Hey, parents, if you're really, really stupid and you want to change your child's DNA and you want to give him an RNA shot and you really want to destroy his ability to reproduce, why don't you go ahead and give him the shot? Because we're going to give you the opportunity to make that choice at this point. This is unbelievable.
Well, no, and what's going to happen is a lot of these very, compromised pediatricians, what they're going to do is they're going to say, listen, the COVID shot's not on the schedule anymore because the CDC, you know, they're doing this because of RFK Jr. He's a nut.
He'll be gone in 3.5 years.
He's a nut. And I'm paraphrasing what I'm saying. He's a nut. He pushed the CDC to do this. We're still strongly recommending you give your 6-month-old the COVID shot.
We all took the shot.
We all took the shot. It's safe and effective. You need to make sure they get the shot. That's what this means now.
And you know what? To me, Austin, it's interesting because, concrete rational thought. Is something that's interesting. You know, Maslow talked about that in his hierarchy of needs. And what was strange about the concrete rational thought is that he says in that program that very few people ever reach it.
Right.
It's like less than 5% of the population ever has the ability to see what they're doing and how they're doing it and how it's going to affect them long-term wise. In other words, they have very limited fluid reasoning skills. And what I find fascinating is this. You know, we have all these people now that are sick with pericarditis and myocarditis, all these people coming down with senile dementia who took these shots, and have a lot of people already died with blood clots. And is it like almost as though people are so caught up in their own little world, they're so caught up in their own little life, that they don't bother to look at alt news whatsoever, and they only believe mainstream lies?
Yeah.
No, it's mind-boggling.
Because
Bill Maher just came after Harvard University and called them a bunch of arrogant, ignorant, blankety-blanks who come out of – and he's right, by the way. I know multiple Harvard graduates, and I don't know any of them that aren't arrogant. Now, I'm not saying they're not all like that, but these guys are horrible. And he said it was really good that Trump went in and took their money away because they've already got like $53 billion in their endowments. They don't need more taxpayer dollars.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
And so he was slamming Harvard. And see, when you get to these Ivy League institutions, what happens is that they promote from internally. So the incoming ideas are never fresh.
No, that is a fact.
Okay? They hire internally, and so what they do, they perpetuate the same lies generation after generation after generation. Well, how we've gotten into this with the medical schools promoting the vaccines.
Well, so what they teach the kids certain ideology in Harvard, and then what they do is and they hire these kids to be professors there after they've indoctrinated them back into it. So it's cyclical. They revolve it back in.
Ivy Tower complex. And what's funny about this, I have a friend of mine who graduated from Harvard with a doctorate, and she took the COVID shot.
Yeah.
And she absolutely refuses to acknowledge the fact that she made a mistake, even though her husband took it also. And he developed, you know, he had an aortic dissection. He almost died.
Yeah, I remember them.
Okay. And the sad part about it is they still believe mainstream medicine. They still take all the drugs, all the stuff. And so the question that arises is this. How stupid do you have to be to put an mRNA shot into a child without doing all of the research? And you ask yourself that question. Well, wait a minute. You're assuming these parents have concrete rational thought, Austin, and they don't.
That's exactly right. And so that's the problem. When you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have concrete rational thought.
Which is most people.
And now you're having the pediatricians come in and say, well, this is the best option for you. It doesn't matter if it's been pulled off the shot schedule. We're still recommending it because it's safe and effective. Majority of those people are still going to get the shot for their kids. It is what it is.
Well, you know, it's so funny.
That's why we do the show, though.
We picked up some new listeners last week, and one of them contacted me and said, I've never heard stuff like this before. You guys are right. No one talks about this stuff but you guys. And I'm like, that's because we don't have to have sponsors tell us what we can and can't do. They already shadow banned the crap out of us on Daystar, not on Global Star.
Yeah.
We had to go to different platforms because we were taking 15 terabytes of information through Global Star. And Todd had to basically set it out to other people because he couldn't. The bandwidth was too much. That's why every once in a while, when you're watching the show like live right now, it'll pixelate on you.
Yeah, or sometimes it'll buffer.
And the reason that happens is because we have that many listeners now, and we're telling you guys the truth. That's why we say to you, I don't know if Russia got hit by a drone strike. I wasn't in Russia. I'm telling you what the mainstream media is saying, but it's all a big propaganda piece anyhow. Now, here's an interesting article. It says, AI disaster fears that AI will leave Earth with population the size of UK with 100 million people within a few decades and turn entire countries into apostolic wastelands. Is that possible that AI would do that? The truth is, yes. This one I'll say is not hyperbole. There's a real high probability that if AI is able to do this, that AI will come in with a dystopian future for all of us because it will control military launches, military everything, and it doesn't like people. It really doesn't like people because it's controlled through another alternative dimension. We talked about that in depth before with the D-Wave computers with Geordie Rose. So, yes, AI is going to pose the biggest threat on humanity that's ever been posed because it's going to allow Lucifer, this entity, whatever you want to call it, Baal, Math, Baphomet, whatever it's going by these nowadays, it's going to have the ability to go in and become omnipresent in a way in which it controls people's hearts and minds, like it says in Genesis 6. And see, the problem, Austin, and this we see this all the time, it's not that human beings have a stop switch. Listen to me. We have freedom of will. There's no stop switch with us. There's no, can't go any further than that. We're done now. Okay? We don't have that. Human beings, when they don't have a template that the Most High God gave them, who built us, this is an owner's manual, so to speak. It basically says, you can do whatever you want to do, but this is what I'm suggesting that you do. If you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to live long and prosper. If you don't, you're going to get diseased and cursed and die. It says that in Deuteronomy in different words, but that's what it says. Because God gave us a stop switch, but because of freedom of will, which we covered in Angel Wars, why he did that, there is no stop switch. That's what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah, Austin.
Yes.
Remember, the angels came into Sodom and Gomorrah, and every single man in that town came to rape the angels. Remember that?
Yeah.
It says everybody did. And then God said it wasn't redeemable. It had to be destroyed.
Getting into this right now, because I had somebody sent me some stuff last night, and I was trying to verify, and apparently it is accurate, is that this whole AI program that Trump just put together, they're contracting the company Palantir.
Yep.
Did you see this?
This is true. I saw that too.
To compile data on Americans.
On everybody.
And I pulled this up here.
It's going to share the data between all federal agencies.
And it literally operates within a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. Meaning it's such an advanced AI platform. It can take and gather all the data on any person and share it to every federal agency all at one time. And then implement facial recognition, internet tracking, geo-tracking immediately for that individual. Meaning they can type in, you know, John Smith, click social security number, and it pulls up every single thing you're doing, everything you're looking at, your entire report history, your algorithm.
Remember that movie, Don't Look Up?
Yes.
Okay, remember when he's sitting there talking to Leonardo DiCaprio, and he says, well, you're just a businessman, because he was a scientist trying to question why they were about to try to stop this asteroid by using this untested technology. And the guy goes, businessman? You insult me. You call me a businessman?
Yeah.
He goes, I have 15,000 data points on on you. I know the day you're going to die. I know how you're going to die. I know you're going to die alone, and I know you have colon polyps right now. Because I have – you think, well, what the heck was that? What he's telling you is this, and this is exactly what Austin told with this Palomine program. It's going to say the last time you went to the doctor, what you eat, because you use your credit card to buy your food, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. You know, what movies you watch, what you look
all
at
your health
internet,
records.
All your health records, all instant. That's why they want to have that new ID system that they have
that's
for the
exactly
FAA.
Exactly right.
It's because they want to know everything about you all the time, because they want to make AI omnipresent. And that's why I said human beings don't have a stop switch. They get more and more and more and more depraved, like it says in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man became evil all the time. And Jesus said, as it was in the times of Noah, Genesis chapter 6, so shall it be upon my return. Which is what he's saying here, and paraphrasing it, he's saying everything's going to be evil to the point that nothing is going to be held sacred any longer, because there is no stop switch. That's why so many people, Austin, have become so perverse and so perverted.
It is. And Ian sent this last night. He said, Donald Trump just handed Palantir the contract to build the federal AI database, which will be the single most dangerous consolidation of power we've ever witnessed in American history. Palantir isn't a tech company. It's a surveillance machine born inside the CIA and run by Peter Thiel, a billionaire data oligarch who openly brags about crushing right-wing populist movements in Europe with his software. Now he's here, building the backbone of the $500 billion AI system. Peter Thiel groomed the character of J.D. Vance, shaped national AI policy, pretends to be anti-woke while embedding Palantir across every global intelligence agency. We are watching the merger of big tech, big government, and AI branded as patriotism. They're not creating tools. They're building infrastructure for digital authoritarianism. Palantir has already been used for pre-crime arrest and pandemic lockdown enforcement globally. Now it's being given access to every national database under the flag of security. This isn't the Patriot Act 2.0. This is Revelation 13 in real time.
Whoa, we're talking Bible now. We're talking apocalyptic here.
That's what he says here.
And this is true. Remember, Donald Trump gave us 5G and 6G.
Yeah.
Austin, during the COVID lockdown. Remember that.
He goes, he causes all to receive a mark. No man might buy or sell or save that he has the mark. You think the mark will look like a chip? It'll look like this. An AI assigning you a risk score, a predictive model determining your access to banking, travel, medicine, etc. A tech priesthood deciding who's dangerous. And it's all being funded. Palantir is the digital beast system. Conservatives are sleepwalking in their own captivity.
Warned you.
A strong statement, Ian.
Wait, now, and what they've done here, and this is really important. I had a friend of mine send me this yesterday. What they've done is they've turned human beings against human beings, Austin.
That is true.
And then what that does, see, a house divided will fall. It cannot stand. You know, they've turned men against women. They've turned, you know, women against men. They've turned society against society. And my friend wrote me this yesterday. He says, the difference between the feminine to the feminist. Now, this is really good. The difference between the feminine to the feminist. Feminists are offended by masculinity. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
You say something to a woman who's a feminist, she says, you're a misogynistic pig.
Yeah.
You go, well, I want to be able to protect my wife. You pig! But I don't want you to think I'm a pig. I don't care what you think, you're a pig. But I just want to protect my wife. I want to support my wife, take care of my wife. Huh? Well, no, you're a pig. That's a feminist, okay? Feminists are offended by masculinity. The feminine crave masculinity. A woman who's feminine. It's a breath of fresh air. It provides protection, security, support, and care. Real women and real men need each other. When polarity is balanced, it creates harmony between men and women. Left brain, right brain, interface. It is not balanced, it creates chaos. If it is not balanced, it creates chaos. These women now are so angry. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second, and please don't send me letters on this because I really don't want to answer them, because it happens with men too. When you're single and you're going out with a guy and another guy and another guy or another guy or another guy, or if you're a guy and you're doing the same thing, pretty soon you become jaded and you start to feel as though that you're being used or somebody else's, or you're using somebody else. And what ends up happening is you start to realize that the world is not what you think it is. And these women, when they do this and they realize they've been lied to about what feminism is, they become very angry and very bitter, especially as they get into their 40s, into their 50s. And they start to see the world as a jaded place in which they're being taken advantage of. That's what feminism teaches them. You know, you never were able to succeed in your life because you're a female. You never should have done this because you're a female. And it goes on and on and on. Same happens with men. So the men get beaten down more. The women get beaten down more until there's no more unity between men and women, Austin.
That's exactly right.
This is what's happened to us. This is what the Frankfurt School ideology was all about from 1933 on. They come in and they don't want you to be with somebody else. They don't want you to have a true love. They don't want you to have a marriage that's phenomenal. They don't want that. They want everybody to hate each other until the women become lesbians. Oh, I can't believe I said that. And then they get really mad. They become butch-dyke lesbians, which nobody likes. And all of this stuff is happening over and over and over until now, if you're single and you're 30 years old or 40 years old or 50 years old, the only people that are worth dating are already married, and they're not interested in dating anybody. Everybody else is either a player, jaded, mad, lesbian, gay. I'm going to say this because this is what AI wants, Austin.
It's coming back to what it was.
AI wants to destroy the very fabric of society so there's no longer any unity so that it can come in and control everybody and everybody's thoughts through an algorithm, now through Paladine.
Yep.
Because remember, they're going to say, you are a peasant. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. You now, because you didn't pay your student loan, Austin.
Yeah.
We're dropping your Beacon score. You can't get on an airplane anymore. Because now, remember, they're starting reinforcement and collection on student loans again. Because they had stopped doing that during COVID. Now, we're going to go ahead and get a court order. And we're going to garnish your wages because of your student loan. And pretty soon you say, they lied to me. I got a degree in underwater basket weaving. I have $100,000 of student loan debt. I don't even use my degree. I was lied to. I wasted my time. I wasted my money. You didn't waste your money. You wasted the banker's money. So we're getting our money back because you can't bankrupt a student loan. You don't owe $100,000 now. It's quadrupled. You owe $400,000. We're going to start garnishing you $4,000 a month out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
And you go, but
there's no money left.
I can't eat. We don't care. You should have thought about this, you peasant. You majored in underwater basket weaving. What's wrong with you? You go, well, they just gave me a sheet of paper and told me to sign it. They said I'd have all the money I wanted through college and I could have a party. And you did. How'd that work out for you? All of this stuff, Austin, is what they're trying to do. They're implementing the Chinese social credit score with Paladine into the United States now. And with the full endorsement of Donald Trump. Just thought I'd mention that.
Well, that's what's crazy about this. I'm reading all of this stuff right now. The fact that Palantir is getting the keys to this AI program, it even says it right here.
The keys to the
FBI using Palantir. Before Palantir, most of the databases used by the CIA and FBI were siloed, forcing users to search each database individually. Now, everything is linked together using Palantir technologies, meaning they're going in now and they're allowing this stuff to touch base on everything. Now, insurance companies are partnering with Palantir for AI-driven digital transformation. The collaboration will see the insurer invest in a data integration and AI solution over the next 3 years, meaning you're going to start having AI-driven reports and scores on your insurance. You think the insurance rates are high right now? You ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to come and say, well, your risk assessment score, we've looked at how many tickets you've had, even if they've been dismissed or they've been no-billed or they've adjudication withheld. We've assessed now in your report, your insurance is now $1,500 a month. You know, I can't afford that. That's your insurance. Oh, if you don't get insurance, your driver's license gets suspended. You go to jail if you drive without insurance.
They're going to put you on probation.
But I can't. But if you buy an EV, we'll drop your insurance down to $200 a month. What?
EVs, man.
Now they're talking about this now. They're talking about lowering the insurance rates on EVs to increase the sales of them. Now I was reading about it earlier.
I have a friend of mine who's got a 2016 EV, one of the very first ones that came out with Musk.
Okay.
Now the batteries are done.
Yeah, they got about 10 years.
No, it quit on the highway.
Oh, it's done.
Oh, no. So now they're telling her it's going to be into the thousands and thousands. The car's not worth anything. It's worth nothing. It's like a jet motor on an airplane, okay? If you have a 30-year-old jet and you got two fresh engines on, jet's probably worth around $1.5 million because of the engines.
Right.
Once the engines spool out, it's going to cost millions more to rebuild those engines. The value of the plane goes down to the fuselage value only because it can't fly
and
without
the
engines. And the avionics.
Yeah, but that's it, though.
So that $2 million jet may be worth now $100,000.
Jeez.
No, I'm just telling you. And then you got to go in because you got to go in and you got to come. You can't fly the plane.
Yeah.
It's a paperweight. very large paperweight nonetheless.
So same thing happened with EVs.
Same thing happened with EVs.
Batteries go out.
They're paperweights. It's not worth $10,000 replaced the battery system.
There's no useful tech to it anymore either because the batteries are dead. You can't utilize it in your car.
My friend had basically taken over a lease from a guy that was paying $750 a month for this piece of junk.
Jeez.
And she called him up and said, this thing's broken down. This is your vehicle. I'm trying to make it right. And he goes, I don't want it. Let it go back to the bank.
Wow.
I mean, what do you do?
Well, yeah, what do you, like you said, if you still owe 40, 50 grand on the car, now they're saying, well, it's worth $2,000 or $3,000 for scrap weight because the batteries are shot.
Well, so let's have a little discussion here. You made a point a second ago. We're going to give you lower insurance rates. Oh, great. So instead of paying $1,500 a month, I'm going to pay $500 a month. What they don't tell you is you're going to lose $5,000 a month on the value of that vehicle.
Jesus.
And you go, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you're going to save $1,000, but you're going to lose $5,000 a month. And so you're going to pay $100,000 for this piece of crap EV, and within 5 years, you're going to have $50,000 in it. So you haven't saved any money on insurance.
No.
You've lost money.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with this thing, and nobody wants it because it's a paperweight. You know, it's sad. You know, Paul Craig Roberts is saying how dangerous the truth is. He goes, here's what he said. This is interesting. In a world with nuclear weapons and biolabs busy at work weaponizing viruses or whatever they are, life is precarious. There's a huge working on the left about global warming, but little about nuclear winter and U.S. biolabs sprinkled all over the world. If you look closely, you'll see the Western world is no longer viewed as a positive place, something to be protected. He says, I'm not just speaking about abortion. He goes, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, a collection of anti-human elites, and Bill Gates seem committed to reducing human life on Earth from 7 to 8 billion to 500 million, according to the Georgia Guidestones. Perhaps this is why no one in the West is disturbed by Israel's genocide of Palestine by killing 2 million people. Ask yourself a question. Why is your life precarious? Compare yourself to those American frontier of the 19th century. They were threatened by competent and committed warriors, Apaches and Comanches, Sioux, a real minuscule threat compared to nuclear war and bioweapons in a laboratory compared to released pandemics. Americans today are far less safe than Americans on the frontier were in the 1800s. Think about what he's saying, Austin.
That's true.
You know, and then he goes into detail about the Camp of the Saints, which means the country's overrun by immigrants. And he goes, Austria once possessed a European empire. Today, it only exists as a geographical location. In Vienna, listen to this. Listen to this, how where it's going now. The same thing in the United States now. 75% of students in Vienna's middle schools do not speak German at all at home.
Wow.
In some of Vienna's districts, more than 80% of the residents do not use German as their language. In Salzburg, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, I've been there many times, 52% of the children do not speak German. Syrian knife attacks by kids under the age of 14 have been risen by 700% in 4 years. The Austrian people whose country Austria once was overwhelming disapprove of the intentional destruction of Austria, but they're powerless to do anything about it because their own government forces on them. Herbert Kicke leads Austria's Freedom Party, Austria's largest party, which the anti-white Austrian establishment keeps from power like the French establishment kept Marie Le Pen's party from power. Kicke sums up the situation all over Europe. What is happening is Europe and in the United States is no coincidence. It is a result of an agenda, a consciously controlled ethnic and cultural transformation because migration is not being stopped. It is being organized, promoted, and glorified. Non-government organizations are noble aid organizations. They are not noble aid organizations. They are part of smuggling networks with political and ideological mission. As the children of the migrant invaders reach voting age, the already impotent electorate will shift in favor of the left-wing, anti-white, pro-immigrant invader parties, with the exception of Hungary and Poland. All European ethnicities and the British and Irish are at an advanced stage of replacement, including the United States. He's absolutely right. This is Camp the Saints. They come in and they take over the country by bringing in immigrant invaders. The Muslims did this, you know, back in the 1400s. And I remember I was at Alhambra. Austin was there, too. It was Western. It was in Spain, in which this is where the Queen gave Columbus his money to sail to the United States. This is how far back it goes. And the Muslim invaders had gone all over Europe, and they had to fight them back because of what they were doing and trying to force Christianity out and basically force Muhammad in. I'm not just picking on Muslims. I'm picking on anybody that's from another country that's coming into any country and trying to destroy the cultural basis of that country. And this is the problem that we have right now in the United States, Austin.
Yeah.
And now on top of everything else, let's say we don't agree with this. Well, AI says you're a problem.
That's exactly right.
What do you mean? You got to take a bus now. We're taking your car. Bus?
Well, what they're going to do now, and this is what I was reading, kind of the futuristic model of this, they're not going to come in and say, we're taking your car, we're taking your house, we're taking everything. They're not going to do that. They're going to price everybody out of the market.
Well, look at housing already.
That's where do you think this is already going? What do you? I mean, I've talked to people now. I talked to a good buddy of mine who bought a nice house years back, got a great deal on it. His insurance came in and said, by the way, your insurance, your homeowner's insurance, isn't going to be $3,500 a month or $3,500 a year. It's going to be $12,000 a year now because you haven't put a new roof on, and your roof now is 15 years old. And he goes, I don't just have $30,000 sitting around to go put a new roof on. That's fine. Your insurance is going to go to $1,000 a month on your house now.
Remember, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock have bought almost all the
insurance companies.
And remember, the Bloodline family is homeless. We talked about this last week with Dr. Lozinko. And what we have here is a situation in which they come in and they say, hey, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. No. And the rent prices have gone through the roof, and they suck the life out of the very people that are basically renting from them.
No, they do.
Until finally you have to get rid of your car because you have to have a place to live or you have to drive. Now you have to get a used car, which pushes the used car prices through the roof. And so now you're dealing with a used car that stays broken down all the time. So you have a 10-year-old Tesla that the batteries go out of and the car's done. Now you're like, what do I do now?
And then if the insurance goes up on the vehicles. I mean, it's average insurance in Florida now is $300-$400 a month. Homeowner's insurance is $1,000 a month. You're looking, I mean, there is a lot of people that with just the vehicle insurance and homeowner's insurance, they're almost $2,000 a month in insurance now. Plus the payment, plus the housing, plus the mortgage. And so what they're doing is they're slowly pricing everybody out of the market.
Well, the worst insurance company ever, State Farm.
Well, they've gotten horrible. They used to be great.
They used to be great. And I remember years ago, we had an insurance policy for health insurance. And they jacked it up to almost $2,800 a month.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, this was 15 years ago. Yeah. And I said, I'm out. I said, I would rather pay the deductible in the hospital than pay this. Because I never used the insurance.
That's a great topic to bring up for a second because I get this question asked a lot. I've talked to you guys about it before. Dan and I have discussed it. I'm not giving you any insurance advice. I'm not telling you what to do with insurance. But I had the exact same problem happen. I was having insurance, me and the kids. We were like $1,200, $1,300 a month. For health insurance with like an $8,000 deductible. Well, the problem with it was when I did the math on it, I said, well, if we have something happen, we pay the deductibles $8,000 plus the money, I'm going to be $20,000 in the hole 1 year if I actually have to use it. That's when I'm out of pocket. Well, then I found very quickly that Advent Health and numerous other hospitals around the country will negotiate with you now because they want to get paid. So they'll have a bill come in. They'll say, your bill's $10,000. I said, well, I don't have insurance. I'm cash pay. Well, we'll give you 80% discounts. Not $10,000. It's going to be $2,000 now.
Yeah. I've seen him do it.
I've personally had it happen, done it myself when I was in the hospital years ago. And so I looked at it and went, okay, so even if I would have had health insurance, it wouldn't have covered the deductible. So I would have still had to pay all of this out of pocket, and I would have had insurance, meaning they wouldn't have given me the discount. The whole entire insurance thing has turned into a giant racket.
No, it really has. And that's why I canceled the health insurance, and I went and got one of those I forgot what it was. It was a kind of a share thing.
Share plan. I've seen that.
And it dropped down to like $300. You know, I had a big deductible. It was like $300 a month instead of $2,800 a month. I kept that, you know, as long as I needed to. And then the kids all got older. I said, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
And it was the end of it. But the reality is that how many people are basically broke because of insurance? And if you remember, they use actuarial tables. They know exactly what statistically is going to happen as far as with cars, with health insurance, with life insurance.
It's all AI driven now.
You know, with American Airlines, because of their AI algorithms now, if you go in and you say, I want to go to Boston, okay, it's going to be, let's say you're flying on points. It's going to be, 15,000 points. You call back an hour later, it's 18,000 points now. Well, I'm not quite sure yet. Call back another hour. Well, now it's 25,000 points. So now we know you really want to go. And the AI says you're willing to pay whatever it takes. And pretty soon you call back a week later, it's like, well, that's 40,000 points. You're like, what the heck just happened?
Well, and it's funny because you see these days, they come out and State Farm goes, oh, listen, we're doing a premium price on you, Austin, because, insurance has gone up in Florida. It's funny because, State Farm reported $5.3 billion in net profit last year. Net profit.
Nine zeros.
Net profit, not gross sales, net profit. Oh, but we have to raise the insurance rates on everybody 20-30% now because, we're trying to cover our costs because we have all these, payouts. But you made $5.3 billion net?
Well, look who owns them.
BlackRock does. Yeah, be very careful when you start having companies, businesses, even people. They start going, we have to raise this price because we're raising this. I've had it happen with suppliers. They come and say, we have to do a 20% increase on price increases. No, we're going to opt out of that. And I've done many times. Now, sometimes I've gotten hit with price increases, and it is what it is.
Sometimes it's 100% price.
But I'll come in, and I'll fight the heck out of it. I said, why? What's the raw cost on it going up? Well, we've had a raw increase on this like 5 to 10%, so we're projecting a higher price. I said, so why are you raising me 25%? Let's see the raw numbers on it. If there's really something I need to eat, let's work on it together. But a lot of times these companies, and this happened specifically during COVID, and it got worse. These companies found an excuse now to start price gouging. Oh, the price has gone up because cost has gone up because material's gone up. It may have. You saw us now with the tariff stuff. You got dealerships now that are coming in, and they're still trying to put exorbitant prices on certain things because they want to make extra money because they're unbelievably greedy. Instead of saying, well, you know, there's a market for it. Let's be fair with everyone. No, we can probably get this from somebody. We'll steal as much money as we can.
And what a lot of them have done now, they've changed the suggested retail price on vehicles.
Yeah, yes. They'll do it at the dealership.
Well, I saw that happen the other day with one of the Lexus dealerships.
Yeah.
You know, the suggested retail price from the manufacturer, they showed it to me. All of a sudden, it went up $10,000.
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever.
No.
And it had nothing to do with what Toyota said. And what it had to do with the fact that the dealership wanted to make an extra $10,000.
Yep.
And this is the greed factor they factored in with COVID.
Yep. Because what happens, they got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the market got saturated with so much free cash. Everybody started paying absorbent prices because everybody had all this free cash. So the prices went through the roof. The dealerships made a boatload of money. They started price gouging. Now they're going, oh, the party's over. We still got to figure out how to price gouge everybody.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, and I asked them, I said, why are you guys doing this? And they said, well, we're Lexus. We don't ever give discounts. So I'm like, this isn't a discount.
You're $10,000
addendum. $10,000 above this is an addendum, but you're not showing the addendum that I had another deal said to me. He goes, well, you know, the suggested retail price is only that. It's just a suggestion. You know, Porsche has gotten horrible with that.
All the sports cars have now because they happen is they got away with it during COVID. And so now everybody, and the problem is when you go along and you pay insanely absorbent prices over on stuff still, all you're doing is basically reinforcing those dealerships.
Well, Porsche needs to look at their Taycan, $220,000 electric vehicle. 1 year later, it's worth like 80.
It's not that bad in the first year. It's like 140 the first. Second year's 80.
My guy told me this past week on Saturday they're at 80 now.
Are they 80
now? Yeah.
Oh,
now, he said they sell them for about 100. But they're still less than half price in 1 year.
It's an EV car.
And he goes, he actually, can you even sell them? He goes, oh, yeah, people still buy them. And I'm like, but they don't pay $220 for them new anymore. We can't sell those.
No. Well, I told you, that one I saw, the guy had 1,200 miles on it. It was $220 sticker. The dealership had it listed. It was 1,200 miles sticker. The dealer had it listed for $149. Sticker was $220.
Well,
3 months before that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, golly, poor soul that bought that.
Well, you know, Porsche's owned by Volkswagen. I mean, what are they thinking? You know, I mean, it's crazy how they do that.
No, I know.
Yeah, what's your next story?
Next story, I'm digging into some more stuff on collagen that just came out. Where did my article go here? I pulled up. It says, Unlocking Youth, How to Slow Collagen Loss and Maintain Radiant Skin. This is kind of a health tip for the day. It says, collagen accounts for approximately 30% of the total protein in the human body. It's a major component of human skin, bones, muscle, tendons, ligaments, connective tissue, providing structure, strength, and support. The collagen supplements on the market we carry, like the collagen peptides with type 1 and type 2, work in both directions. So it works with the skin and it works with connective tissue, and it works on these all other aspects of the body. This is why I told you guys that report we did where the Fit Food protein with the collagen actually has an exponential recovery rate when you take both of them together post-workout, because it actually gives you this full protein spectrum where you're getting, you know, the whey, the grass-fed bovine whey with the bovine collagen, and you're getting this complete spectrum that really helps out with recovery and supports the tissue with as far as the ligaments and tendons. Because remember, when you train, especially exercise, you're exercising fairly heavy, especially when you're younger, your ligaments and tendons don't grow as fast as your muscles do. Your muscles will outgrow your tendons. This is why you have people that start getting really strong. All of a sudden, they tear a bicep tendon. They tear, you know, pectoral tendon. And so what happens is you've got to give your body the raw nutrients to repair, recover, and grow those tendons and ligaments as well. And it talks about in here, it says stimulating collagen production, antioxidant protection, and dietary approaches to support collagen. It says one thing on here is making sure you're getting high-quality protein and collagen supplements, including eggs, good high-quality meat like fish, beef, chicken. I talk about that all the time. Antioxidants, including vitamin E, omega-3 fats, vitamin C, which is crucial. And then it says here, there's three behaviors to avoid slow aging. Poor sleep quality. Sufficient sleep is critical for collagen synthesis. At night times, the body's crucial repair and regeneration period. Irregular sleep patterns or poor sleep quality impair the body's repair process, reducing collagen production. This is another reason why, too, I started doing this, is drinking the collagen with a nighttime shake before bed. This really helps out with repair through the night because you're giving your body the raw nutrients while it recovers. Remember, what you do at night is going to determine how good you recover. When you're in the gym, you don't grow in the gym. You're breaking your muscles down in the gym. When you sleep is when you repair and you recover. So it's crucial to have those nutrients in your body when you go to bed. It says deep fried food, massive contributor to aging. Deep fried food says minimize fried food and heavily flavored diets, which trigger inflammation and hinder collagen production.
Oh, yeah.
So high inflammation reduces collagen production.
Remember that deep fat fried fat, when you heat it up like that and you don't change it out, it gets super toxic.
Well, and too, and you're talking about it, you're also dealing with soybean oil and canola oil.
Oh, yeah.
Which is already omega-6s are already inflammatory. Now you're heating them up, cooling them down,
A month at a time.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine that?
I know.
All they do is, I remember I used to work at a place called Burger Queen.
Not the king?
No, it must have been like a lot of gay guys, I guess. I don't know. I was gay. Burger Queen. And that's back in the 60s, 70s. And I remember.
I worked at Steak and Shake.
It was funny. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. They literally would not change the oil. I never saw them change the oil one time. They would only run it through a filter. They'd run it through like a screen to get all the debris out and then put it right back in again. And I thought to myself, that just doesn't seem healthy at all. And by the way, speaking of perversion,
okay,
P. Diddy trial.
Oh, gosh.
Now they're getting Brad Pitt's getting dragged into it.
What'd Brad Pitt do?
And Jamie Foxx. And this thing is going to touch a lot of people out there in Hollywood.
The problem is he was throwing those huge parties. Well, then everybody's coming out to him.
Well, now they're coming out. A lot of people had this stuff on videotape. They were taking videos. And it's being shown in the courtroom now. And the crazy part about this is it goes right back to what I talked to you about. There's no stopgap on far as perversion.
No. Well, especially when there's unlimited money and no restrictions from a moral standpoint. There's no morals, no ethics, and unlimited money like they have in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, 50 Cent is now saying that if P. Diddy is found guilty, he's going to petition Donald Trump to pardon him.
Oh, 50 Cent hates P. Diddy. He did. He called him out years ago.
But he wants some pardon, for heaven's sakes.
I don't know why.
Unless he's being facetious.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know, because he's called out P. Diddy years ago. There's an interview. He did not like him at all. But I don't know. I think he's trolling everybody. He wants to pardon him. I think that's a troll comment. I don't know, though. I don't know a lot of those guys over there. There's some weird stuff that happens.
Wait. No, I may have read this wrong. Here it goes. 50 Cent vows to call Trump over Diddy pardon. 50 Cent has vowed to reach out to Donald Trump to deter him from pardoning. You're right.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm about to say.
He's right. I was wrong. I misread this. You know, he said, if the rapper found guilty for racketeering and sex trafficking, Trump revealed last week he would look at the facts of the case, noting he had the rapper used to have a friendly relationship. Of course, they all did that with Jeffrey Epstein, didn't they?
Yep.
The president added, if somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact. So you're right. 50 Cent has vowed to reach out to President Donald Trump to deter him from pardoning Diddy.
50 Cent, if you actually ever listen to any of his stuff, he's pretty straight edge with a lot of stuff. He doesn't like playing any games. He doesn't like BS at all. He's got some pretty strict values on certain things. I don't agree with everything or his music, but some of the stuff he's talked about in the past.
Well, you straight called us. I misread.
Because they did an interview. This was like 4 or 5 years ago. They asked him about P. Diddy. He's like, I don't associate with that guy. He's like, I don't associate with that. I'm not involved with his nonsense. He was calling him out about the parties years ago. He goes, I don't go to his parties. He goes, I've been like one time. He's like, I left.
Remember Denzel Washington, they said he left before midnight one night because he said at 12 o'clock, Lucifer shows up.
Really?
Now, I'm sure he was being facetious, maybe. I don't know.
Denzel Washington's a Christian now.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, done it. I'm out here for you before Lucifer shows up.
That's a strong statement.
So I like Denzel Washington. But yeah, but just, yeah. It's just yeah, that's kind of crazy when you stop and you think about it.
Yeah.
But by the way, this is crazy. Another story, another scene. I'm going to be very careful with this and how I speak about this. A teen has basically taken his own life. After he was targeted by an AI-generated sextortion scheme.
This is not the first time this has happened either.
I mean, this wasn't even this guy on the videotape. They used his face on it. They used his face on the video and said, this is you, and we're going to release this if you don't give us money. And then he left the planet because of that. And the sad part about it is that this is going to happen more and more and more and more.
It's going to get way worse.
Remember that video that came out a few years ago with Tom Cruise talking? It wasn't Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise deepfake video. Then the guy came out later on. He showed everybody how he did it.
Yeah.
You know, he got his mannerisms down. And basically, everybody online thought it was Tom Cruise's TikTok.
Now so many people remember when Tom Cruise, I think it was that one movie he first came out with Risky Business. And he slides out on the tile and he's singing, you know, something, some rock song.
Yes.
Now everybody's doing that like a remake.
Are they really?
I saw one yesterday. I laughed so hard. It was so funny. And I thought to myself, I guess I probably need to do one of those. Let you do one, would you?
Slide singing.
and play it up on the screen. Or I can have Mike Barrett take one of these guys and put us on it through AI. And show you how good it can look from an AI standpoint. Isn't that crazy, though?
Well, no, and that's the issue you're going to start running into now.
And my condolences to the family of this young fellow, by the way. This was horrible.
Well, and here's the next problem you have. What happens if the AI targets you because basically your risk profile gets too high?
Yeah.
What if it builds a video on you of you committing a crime? Well, this is the evidence. This is you on CCTV right now committing a crime. You're like, that wasn't me. Here's video evidence of you. We're going to show it to the jury, or you're going to plea bargain out. You're guilty. Take a felony charge. When you start getting into this weird world now, this is uncharted territory with the ability to make these types of videos and make it almost impossible. And we're at the infancy of this stuff, by the way. It hasn't even come close to spool up yet. You wait till they have the augmented virtual reality with AI videos where they have stuff in front of you. You're looking at it like it's right there in front of you. It's augmented virtual reality. It's in your world. Guys, so it's strange stuff. And so, and also too, going back to that that collagen article on here, make sure you're also drinking adequate water with it. That is crucial. You've got to stay hydrated in order for collagen to work as good as it can.
Blood gets too thick.
Blood gets too thick, and on top of that, you need the hydration for the skin, the muscles, the liver. Remember, the body's made up of almost 65-70% water. So what happens is, in order for collagen to be able to go through the body and repair it, it has to have proper fluids in it. So make sure you're drinking adequate water with the collagen in order to get the best results. Because on sale right now, as a lot of people were asking about it over the weekend with the 15% off. That's product of the week for our new listeners. You guys can vote on what product you want to see win every single week at Team Health Masters. On Wednesday, it changes over to the new product that wins, and it goes on for sometimes 5, 10, 15% off, depending on what the product is, depending on what I can discount it, but I know a lot of people ask me about that, and it changes on Wednesday, so it's for two more days. But drinking adequate water, purified water, preferably distilled with our AquaTrace minerals or reverse osmosis, is crucial when you're taking a lot of collagen. But I just want to add that in.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you get undigested protein in your urea or whatever in your blood, it gets thick. It gets kind of jelly.
Correct.
It gets jelly-like. And that's one thing people think they're camels. They don't have to drink.
I know.
They can go, I'm going to go have myself a 12-pound steak. I'm not going to drink any water with it. Good luck with that, you know, and so the blood gets like jello.
Yep.
It gets super thick, and that causes all kinds of problems with the heart having trying to pump this sludge.
Exactly right.
It's like blood sludge. So water is critical. I've told you this many times. If you don't do anything besides just changing water you drink and get off the fluoride and the chlorine,
yep,
just purified, you know, reverse osmosis or distilled like we use with the AquaTrace that Austin likes, just do something.
Yeah.
Just that by itself, drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day.
Yep.
If you're a lady and you weigh 120 pounds, drink 60 ounces of water a day. That's the minimum.
That's the minimum. I was about to say, that's not the cap. That's the minimum.
And but now if you're outside working in the sun and you're sweating, you got to drink more. But then you got to. I remember also when we were kids, we used salt tablets.
Yeah.
Now, no one even talks about that anymore. Because we'd be out in the sun sweating, and drinking gallons of water a day. I was laying concrete block, and I was a mud man. I was mixing up mortar mix, and it was a hard job.
Yeah.
And I remember we'd hammer the salt, because the guys told me, if you don't use the salt tablets, you're going to cramp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quick.
Dehydration. You got to use the salt tablets.
And that's what the AquaTrace we have as well. You could use that.
Yeah.
And we have the KMC, it's the magnesium and potassium supplement.
Great
we also
product.
Have.
Oh, by the way, scientists have now discovered a food that flushes out cancer-causing forever chemicals like Teflon.
Really?
And they're saying that you have to eat a high-fiber diet in order to flush this mess back out of your system.
Yeah, that's true.
Because high-fiber diets pretty much flush everything back out of the system. It says eating more fiber may help flush out cancer-causing forever chemicals, study now suggests. Researchers in Boston compared men who took a fiber supplement 3 times a day to those who had rice-based supplement for 4 weeks, and blood tests revealed those who took beta-glucan fiber found in mushrooms and oats before every meal for 4 weeks had an 8% reduction in forever chemicals, also known as polyfluoroalkyl substances. This is basically fluoride, which is basically Teflon. Instead, they leached from the plastic containers and nonstick cookware into food and built up vital organs. That's why you never try to use plastic containers and drink water out of plastic bottles. Use glass. Use distilled water. And if you do get it, make sure it has EPA in it. It's not EPA.
BPA.
BPA. And you know, and don't ever use nonstick cookware.
Yeah, make sure the EPA is not involved with it either.
It's best to keep them away out of your life. And don't ever use Teflon. Don't ever use nonstick. The other day I was at a restaurant. I told you the story. I'll tell it to you again. And I wanted an omelet.
Yeah.
So I walked up and I said, all they had were Teflon pans.
Yeah. That's hard to beat that at restaurants.
And they were using canola oil.
Of course they were.
It's a nice restaurant. I said, whoa.
Butter.
I'm going to teach you guys something. Get butter. Which is when he starts putting no. Get stainless steel. So he comes out with a stainless steel pan with butter, destroys the omelet, burns it. Doesn't have any idea how to do it.
Oh, it's a different animal.
And I said, can we try that again? He says, well, give me a few more minutes. I have to cook it slower. He came out, it was perfect. But it was a stainless steel with butter.
Well, that's what I use.
But think about it. All the times you go to a restaurant, and you don't ask if they're using a fluoride pan. Teflon pan.
It's the perfect trifecta. It's Teflon pan with canola oil and soybean oil in it. It's really toxic. I mean, the Teflon pan's hard to get away from some of the restaurants because some of them don't use stainless. All they have are the Teflon pans. The butter's a pretty easy one now because they'll ask you, do you have any allergies at the table? Yes, I got a soybean allergy and a canola oil allergy. I can only have this cooked in butter. They go, okay, done. Easy enough. So at least you can do that because, quite frankly.
You tell me you're allergic to Teflon, too. And, by the way, that is a true statement.
Yeah, well, every living thing's allergic to Teflon. So it's like an 8-hex carbon.
Oh,
it never goes away because it breaks down.
Yeah. So anyhow, so they're saying eat more fiber, which is good, which goes back to the chicken and vegetables. And also one other thing that's important, never sit around eating bread snacks.
That'll get you fat real quick.
I mean, I spoke to one of our listeners the other day, and she said that she'd gained like 15 pounds, and she'd been eating those bread snacks with the cheese on them, like the stuff you get, you know, in the deli that you have to take out of the frozen package. And I said, do you realize how much glyphosate's in that and what it does to your gut?
It's bread in general, bro.
It's just, and, you know, and she goes, well, I can't believe I've gained this weight. I'm like, well, it's only 15 pounds. It's not a big deal. But the point is, stop eating bread. Stop eating cheese. You don't need.
Well, I went to the Ford's Garage the other day, and I ordered a double burger. It was one of the Black Angus burgers.
Those are good, by the way.
And it came out and had this big bun on it. And I just looked at the bun, and I was like, gosh, this burger looks good. But this bun just it wasn't doing it for me. It looked like it was just dripping in glyphosate to me. That's all I could picture on it.
Oh, yeah.
So I pulled the buns off, ate the burger, great beef, and like no carb meal.
Yeah.
But it tastes really good, and it was still really delicious.
Well, if you had to, you could bring in a organic bun.
Swap them out. that's pretty low rent, though, go to a restaurant.
Oh, no, it's not.
I guess not. You can pull a bun out of my backpack.
I remember I went to this couple one time. Her name was Tamara. I'll mention her last name. And she brings her own cereal to the restaurant.
Did she want like organic cereal?
Yeah, they didn't have any. So she brought her own, a little pack. Mm. And she goes, I need to have the cereal. And he goes, well, we don't do that. She goes, well, I don't mind you charging me for cereal. I don't mind paying for the cereal. Again. But I have to have something to put in it, like a bowl with milk in it. And he goes, you're kidding, right? And he goes, no, I'm not kidding. I want you to go ahead and charge me for a bowl of cereal. But you know her.
Yeah.
She was always a weirdo like that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, trying to eat clean. It sometimes reaches a point where I'm like, it's just too
just
much.
Just get an omelet.
Yeah, exactly. And why are you eating cereal anyway?
It's breakfast. She had a problem with her weight anyhow, so why does the world
stay away from cereal?
Swine's fattening
cereal, I mean, yeah, high-fat, pasteurized, homogenized milk with, you know, cornflakes and sugar. I mean, it's a quick way to dump your blood sugar and get fat in the morning. Eggs are the protein shake, man. If you don't want to do eggs in the morning, you want to wait. The Fit Food, 2-3 scoops of Fit Food with a purple stick. I mean, I run that almost every day before the show. Later on, four eggs.
This morning, I had a little treat. I took a scoop of the GHI cleanse. I put about that much water in it, some ice. I put about two or three frozen bananas because I was splitting it with a man. I took one scoop of the GHI, 4 scoops of the collagen peptides.
Okay.
Right, and 1 purple stick. And a tablespoon of our organic beet powder out of Europe.
Oh, the beet powder's great.
And I mean, you talk about a good shake.
Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Well, the beet powder.
And Van goes, wow, this is a good shake today.
The beet powder actually makes it a little sweeter.
Oh, it's beet juice crystals, yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Make sure you're signing up for the updates on the Brewer Show. Just click the top right button up here, get updates, name, email. Click the Brewer Show and the Health Masters will get you the emails right to your door every single day. Updates on the podcast and the products. So be sure to check it out. Collagen Peptides on sale, 15% off right now at Team Health Master. You guys have a great evening. Have a fantastic, blessed day. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
And remember, Jesus gave us directions in the Bible what we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. So we can avoid Genesis chapter 6 from happening. Always keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And guys, thank you. I was able to pray for you guys in church yesterday at the altar during communion. And thank you for your support. I love you guys so very, very much. It wasn't for you guys supporting us and being part of our family, we couldn't be here this morning. So thank you so very much.
Thank you all.